Hello, this is Rabbi David Rosenbaum of Young Israel Shomrei Emunah in Silver Spring, Maryland. Thank you for joining us for our fifth installment on the laws of Shemitah. So we've discussed a little bit certain restrictions and prohibitions in how one would buy or sell a Shemitah fruit. We discussed the fact that the fruit and product and produce can't be measured in the regular way when selling. We discussed certain restrictions in terms of the status of the money for which the produce is exchanged. This is very complicated. So is there a way to buy Shemitah food in Israel without these restrictions? So first of all, we already touched on the Heter Mechira. So if one goes with the Heter Mechira, again, it is a halachic dispute, but if one goes with the Heter Mechira, as we discussed earlier in the series, that would be a way around these issues. There are other things done in Israel during the Shemitah year. There's a certain amount of hydroponics, produce generated not from the ground. There are questions, which maybe we'll get into later in this series, about where is exactly the land of Israel vis-a-vis the halachos of Shemitah. It could be there are certain areas of what we think of as the state of Israel that halachically, in terms of the laws of Shemitah, is not considered Israel. Of course, one could always bring in produce from outside of the country that wouldn't have Shemitah regulations. But there's another concept that actually this concept was innovated or discussed back to the times of the Tosefta, the times of the rabbis of the Mishnah. And that goes as follows. It's a concept called Otsar Beis Din. Otsar Beis Din literally means the warehouse of the rabbinic court. And the way it would work and could still work today was or is as follows. You can buy Shemitah fruit, but there's a lot of restrictions in buying Shemitah fruit. And it has to do with how much Shemitah fruit you'll buy. It has to do with what happens with the money, so on and so forth. Let's say we create a society, and this society makes it its business to gather fruit and vegetables that are Shemitah fruit and vegetables for all the members of the society. No one is buying the fruit from the society. If you're a member of the society, you get the fruit for free. So it still is produce that has the sanctity of Shemitah, that's for sure. But a lot of the restrictions involved with buying and selling won't come into play. Okay, so that's very nice. You're getting the fruit for free. But how do the finances work? So the concept is that you're not buying the fruit, but you are paying. What are you paying for? You pay for the expenses incurred and the trouble gone to harvest these fruits and vegetables. You're not buying the fruit, you're reimbursing the society for the expense and trouble. That means that the money which you're paying is not taking the place of this fruit. That means that the money that you're paying does not have Shemitah status. That means that there's no problem measuring out and counting out in dozens and bushels and all of that, the different fruits and vegetables, because you're not doing it for sale. You're doing it just giving a gift on behalf of the society to this society member. And the only thing is, we ask from the society member to reimburse the society for expenses and troubles incurred. This is very famous. You'll go to Israel today, you'll see certain markets or products marked as Otsar Beis Din, and this is what that means. Many of the Shemitah restrictions still apply, but the complications involved with purchasing are off the table. Thanks so much for joining us. Have a wonderful day.